Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
From coast to coast, faith is the key. Good morning. It is brutally chilly where I am this morning. I don't know how it is for you, but I hope you're staying warm. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Thursday, December 22nd, 2022. On the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It's an interesting ride, isn't it? It's minus 27 degrees headed south from there where I am. And it feels like minus 45 with the wind chill. It's pretty chilly. I hope it's not that cold where you are, and I hope you're staying warm. I hope that you're able to gather with family and loved ones and all that good kind of stuff. So, obviously, oh, and power's out where I am, so that's fun. And yesterday I mentioned around this time of year, I always think it's interesting, the last 15, 16 years in particular, that we always have this kind of weather. Why is that? How is that possible? Every year it seems right around this time of year, the weather becomes extremely inclement, and you know, people who have plans to travel, those plans are invariably disrupted. It's as if somebody or other doesn't want people gathering. It's very, very interesting, I think, and it makes it difficult. I think it fosters a particular sense of cynicism, unfortunately. So here we are, though, this morning, and like I said, I hope this day finds you well and warm. And so let's get started, shall we? Last few days, I have been thinking of, but have not mentioned, Oswald Chambers and My Utmost for His Highest, so I think we'll start this morning. The entry for December 22nd is titled The Drawing of the Father, and Oswald Chambers cites no man. He cites John 6:44, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. So Chambers writes, when God draws me, the issue of my will comes in at once. Will I react on the revelation which God gives? Will I come to him? Discussion on spiritual matters is an impertinence. Never discuss with anyone when God speaks. Belief is not an intellectual act. Belief is a moral act whereby I deliberately commit myself. And it's interesting what competes for our belief these days. The Bible says that Abraham believed and his faith was credited to him as righteousness. You can cross-reference passages like Romans 4 verses 3, 9, and 22, Galatians 3:6, James 2:23, those kinds of things. Will I dump myself down absolutely on God and transact on what he says? If I will, I shall find I am based on reality. That is, as sure as God's throne. I'm preaching the gospel, always push an issue of will. Belief must be the will to believe. There must be a surrender of the will, not surrender of persuasive power. Not a surrender to persuasive power, a deliberate launching forth on God and on what he says, until I am no longer confident in what I have done. I am confident only in God. The hindrance is that I will not trust God, but only my mental understanding. As far as feelings go, I must stake all blindly. I must will and believe. And this can never be done without a violent effort on my part to disassociate myself from my old ways of looking at things, and by putting myself right over again. It is God by the miracle of God. Then I began to appreciate the transaction. So no man can come to me, Jesus said, except the Father which has sent me draw him. And again, it's fascinating how interrupted and arrested this concept is in today's society. It was, you know, it always has been, but since the days of Oswald Chambers writing these words, and we have so many disruptions and distractions. I'm reminded, obviously, because the power is not where I am today, of a simpler time when we didn't have all of those distractions around us. It's peaceful and it's quiet in a way that we rarely see in Western society anymore, and that most of us can't even remember, because it's just been so radically different for several generations now. And we've gotten to a point where young people today grow up thinking that these things, these concepts that are not normal and not natural, are normal and natural and somehow a right. Young people have some kind of right to things like electricity, running water and indoor plumbing, and the internet, obviously, and cell phones and things like that. It's interesting that we live in a world where we think these things are normal, or that they're natural, or that we are somehow entitled to them. And it's interesting to ponder from time to time how that shapes our view of the world in which we live. So, like I said, today is I'm reminded particularly of how these things are not natural, and we are not necessarily entitled to them. In fact, they're not always for they're not always for our betterment. They encourage a certain kind of unnatural thought process and behavior, I would say, in many cases. So it's not bad in moments like I'm experiencing, for example, to do without these things. It gives us a certain perspective. And helps us identify, for example, with these verses that Oswald Chambers has written. This idea of belief is something that I've really tried to emphasize this season, or this holiday season, going back to Thanksgiving, you know, the middle of November, the week before Thanksgiving. I've really tried to focus on this so that we maybe pay a little more attention this time around to what competes for our attention. And the video that we started to play yesterday, the Alyssa Childers interview, Babylon Bee interview, they get into that a little bit. They don't talk specifically about belief, but not in any sort of depth, but it is kind of an area of, it is a bit of a focal point. They talk around it, I would say. And there's also discussion of what I have categorized as the meta schematizo, the meta and schema level of abstraction, where I think Jarrett was talking about how they watch movies together. He watches movies with his youngest children, 6-year-old, for example. And it's not the stuff that comes at you per se that's of greatest concern. It's the stuff that is not in your face, so to speak. And it's the meta layer of abstraction, which reminds me of the conversation about Santa Claus. And I think it's very similar, the point being that, as I said yesterday, the issue with Santa Claus, and the day before for that matter, I would say the controversy surrounding the myth of Santa Claus is not so dire per se as some of the things that are every bit as pervasive but not as easily observed or well understood, shall we say. I mentioned some of those, and I think, again, what the clip that we played, the things that John MacArthur said, the points that he made, that list of 8 stubbornly persistent lies, I think the list stands. And those things that we in this society have sort of implicitly condoned are more dangerous, I would say. They're with us 365 days a year than Santa Claus. Santa Claus represents a certain thing, and the outright dishonesty of Santa Claus, I think, is less harmful than even what it represents. So now we have Santa Claus, we have things like the Elf on the Shelf and other things that, in a society that has sort of gone down the Romans chapter 1 path, though they knew God, they did not acknowledge him as God or give him thanks. It's that Romans chapter 1 path where they became futile in their speculations and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. And then what happens? It's careening off the cliff from there, down the slippery slope and off the cliff they go. And well, I suppose I'll continue that thought when we come back. Stick around. All right, after this break.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is...
Consider this. dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing if you're not here with me. I'll have a blue Christmas, that's certain. And when that blue heartache starts hurting, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas out white. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas.
Welcome back. All right. Connection is glitchy and the sound is glitchy. But hey, we're doing what we can, right? I guess we're doing the phones, among other things. So let's go to the phones and grab Fred in Iowa. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. I'm having
morning, Fred.
A wonderful day. Chris,
good.
The most successful liars are those that mix error with truth. Now, a few days back, when you were speaking about MacArthur there, and I was in agreement with what he said, and that wasn't a downer to me, it was an upper to me. That doesn't change the fact that there was a caller after me, maybe a couple of callers, that knew more about MacArthur. Well, MacArthur is coming from the wrong page. And even though I agreed with what he said, and it wasn't a downer to me, it was an upper, that does not change the fact about where MacArthur is coming from. But the only way that we can protect ourselves is following the law of God. And a sin is when you break his law. And we all do it, but we pray and we study and we use our book, his word, the Bible, for discernment. And that requires effort, but most of all, it's faith. And only Christ can lead you and give you the faith through the Holy Spirit. But the more that you can learn about the Word, the more you're protected, and then you have more discernment. And your faith is strengthened more when you're listening to the Holy Ghost and try to do it, what he says. Then you'll be more protected. It's rough. It's a hard time. But it is the only way. Okay. Have a good day, my friend. I'm having a good day. Bye-bye.
Well, before you go, I have a question. So,
yes. You
know, the subject of the law is obviously something that has been in view the last week and a half or so. And so, speaking of Jesus, I mean, this is, you know, he is the reason for the season, I would say. This time of year, I think it's a fair question. If we have believed on him, because as we read, there is no other name, as Peter said in Acts chapter 4, there's no other name given among men by which we must be saved, then what law are we under? If we have believed on him and died with him.
Again, please.
If we have believed on him, like Peter said in Acts chapter 4, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. He is the Savior. If we have believed on him, then what law are we under? If we have died with him, and our race to walk in newness of life, as the Bible says.
We're under the law of God, and that is the Ten Commandments. And you put out so much good information and about Christmas and Easter and things like that, Halloween and all that, which is good in itself, but we can't get too tied up. In other words, the internet, the newspapers, the whole agenda, the devil is on earth right now and in control of it. For now.
We're headed into a break.
Given the leeway by God.
We have to continue this. Let's continue this on the other side of the break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Snowy white snow and jingle bells, oh what a happy season. Snowy white snow and jingle bells, echoing all day long. Everyone's gay and wish you well, they have a simple reason. Little red robins in the dell, singing a happy song.
Fairy lights and starry skies, you can have your wish. Candle glow and mistletoe, it's time to steal a kiss.
Snowy white snow and jingle bells, join in the carol singing. Wishing to you and yours and mine a very happy Christmas time. Snow and jingle bells echoing all day long. Everyone's gay and wish you well, they have a simple reason. Little red robins in the dell singing a happy song. Fairy lights and starry skies, you can have your wish. Candle glow and mistletoe, it's time to steal a kiss.
Are we, welcome back. This gonna work? I think it is. This is a really interesting broadcast. I have to stand in a particular spot. The power is out here. I have to stand in a particular spot. And like I said, it's below zero. It's pushing 30 below where I am. So very interesting. It's a beautiful day, though. Beautiful day outside. Fred, are you still there?
I'm here.
You still there? Okay. So it's an interesting question. You know, what law are we under? What law is the Christian under? And it's not a small question. I think that it's a theme that keeps coming up over the last couple of weeks, and it's no small matter, obviously. And I think that in my own understanding, Galatians chapter 2 is kind of the focal point of where my mind goes. You know, Galatians 2, Paul says, starting in verse 2, it was because of a revelation that I went up and I submitted to them the gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but I did so in private to those who were of reputation, for fear that I might be running or had run in vain. But not even Titus, who was with me, though he was a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. But it was because of the false brethren secretly brought in, who had sneaked in to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, in order to bring us into bondage. And my understanding of the Judaizers, which Paul spoke out against repeatedly, and I think that, again, you know, Paul is an unimpeachable witness on this subject. I mean, he's a Hebrew of Hebrews. He's a Pharisee in, you know, the way of Gamaliel, but he's also born a Roman. And so if anybody is familiar with the precepts of the law, it's Paul. But he's the guy who wrote that all things are lawful, not all things are profitable, and not all things are lawful, not all things edify. But so what does he mean by that? And I think he explains in Romans 6 through 8 and 7 in particular, which I like to get to. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
Okay. You said a whole mouthful, and you covered a lot of ground. Now, I agree with you in what you say about Paul. But he said that people have snuck in, and that is really prevalent today, to distort the word. And a lot of Christians, in fact, the majority of Christians, have been led in the wrong direction, and it's through all our churches. And you cannot, do not go on emotion and feeling. And Christ said, let us reason together.
Isaiah.
Okay. Now, I don't want to depart from what I'm saying, but the French Revolution, they burned all their Bibles, slayed a lot of Christians, and they made reason a god. And the French Revolution, the reason they were using was to put man above God. And that
exactly,
is
and that's
what is happening today. But the way Jesus met it is let's reason together, and we have to have a standard, for the loss of a better term or a word, of rules. And that is the law of God. Now, there's a lot of Christians, a lot of them, that believe sincerely in their heart and their convictions, but most of them are in error. And when a person speaks the truth as it is written in the law of God and Christ, that's going to offend the vast majority of the world population. And you're going to be hated for it. But you still try to use the rule book and pray to the Holy Spirit that you are led and guided by the Holy Spirit into the correct truth and have no care for your life. You have to be that convicted in the truth. And that's going to offend a lot of people. And there's one other thing I want to say. Our job is to try to get the truth out. We can't hold back in these times. And it's going to be tough. Tough to the point that you're willing to give your life to get this word out. And I think of myself as, I could say, a missionary. And you can be a missionary right in your own home to begin with. Then your neighbor. Then the people that you can take the word to. And you and yourself as an individual, you don't change people. Only the Holy Spirit changes people. And
that's
they get it or not, or they understand it a little. And from there on, it's what they do as an individual. And we are saved through Christ and God through faith. Faith unto death. That doesn't mean taking life, but it doesn't mean to look at the world through rose-colored glasses, because there is evil in abundance around us, even in our families, our neighbors, and the population of the world. But we have to try, and like Christ said at the well to the Samaritan lady and stuff, you go to a city or a town or whatever, and you teach the word, and you better pray and hope to God that you're in the Spirit and are trust, with trust, obedience, action, love, and worship. And that's our job. And I'm going to wind it up for now, unless you wanted to go farther with this, but I don't mean you have to look at things as horrid, but the present truth is before it. Us, right now, it is before everybody. And unless the days be shortened, there would be nobody saved. And Christ started his ministry. First there was Noah, 2,000 years later in the flood. And God repented himself and was going to destroy the earth and the animals and mankind in the earth. And he found 8 people, which was... say the name for me. I know you know it.
Noah and his wife and their 3 sons.
And their
Shem, Ham, and
3 wives.
And their wives.
Eight people. And then 2,000 years later, when, which was 4,027 A.D., when John the Baptist baptized Jesus in the Jordan River, and the dove bed on his shoulders, and God said, "This is my son whom I am well pleased." Now, maybe I shouldn't say this, but that was 4,000 years. And you take as the age of the earth to 6,000 years. That could mean, now this is conjecture somewhat on my part, that in 2000 and 6027, Christ could return. That's the end of the 6,000 years. But God said, if I don't shorten the time, there will be nobody left. Now, I am not predicting the hour, the month, the year as of 6027. But whatever it is, which we don't know, but we know the seasons when we are in. When the olive tree begins to leaf and green, then you know the end is near. So therefore, just because I said a 6,000 and such a day, I don't know. That's speculation on my part. But it more or less agrees with the Bible. But anyhow, God will shorten the time. And we're near the end times. And it's going to be, you're going to lose your life for getting the word out. Or, I don't want to use the word evangelizing, but talking to people and try to take the word to the four corners of the earth. And I hope that I've made some sense, but I've taken a lot of time and appreciate your patience with me. But I'm done for today, and I think a lot of you, Chris. But, you know, we all don't have the corner on the truth, because we are all sinners, and we make mistakes, and I sure as heck make them. But you heard what my thinking is, and I hope to God, I pray to God, that it is close to His truth as my faith can come so far right now. And I hope it grows. Okay, that's enough for me. And I thank you and have a good day. And it's colder than heck here in Iowa right now. About a foot of snow on the ground where I live. But it's very pretty. Talk to you later, okay? Okay?
All right. Thank you, Fred.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
The law for a minute. We're coming up on a break, but I mentioned earlier this week that I wanted to touch on the royal law. I think I will do that. You know, we could play some Christmas stuff. I intended to play the Christmas story over at K House. We didn't get to that. I would encourage you to watch it. You can watch it in two parts on YouTube. Chuck Messler, the Christmas story, part one and part two. That's interesting. In the sort of dispelling of the cognitive dissonance or the schizophrenia that predominates our society. But what, you know, if there's a pride of this broadcast, it's in contributing something meaningful to the discussion that is unique. I've mentioned a few times in the past that What I try to do here is amplify things that I think are worth mentioning, and then also contributing something unique. Because if there's nothing unique in this broadcast, then what's the point of it? If it's just an echo chamber, you can find that other places. So the discussion of the I understand to be the royal law is something that I don't think you'll hear many other places, if any. As far as man being fallible is concerned, that obviously includes John MacArthur, and I think that's a subject maybe we'll come back to. Here's the break. So we'll continue on with this. And the law, what law is the Christian under? It's a curious question. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Our hearts keep warm. That's when good friends get together. We play, we sing, our voices.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
On the night before Christmas, how happy we'll be. We'll wrap all our presents and trim our own tree. Then I'll build a snowman for kiddies to see. On this Christmas Eve, we'll get a toy set up with sleigh bells that ring then hang up our stockings to see what he'll bring. And think of the
welcome girls back. That we final scene of the first hour of the broadcast. Couple of thoughts before we continue on this thing, the law. And what law is the question under? It's a good question. To Judaism. There's maybe at sort of a glance, especially from the Jewish perspective, there's kind of a licentiousness at a glance in the Christian worldview, but it's not really plain. What I mean is out here as we continue. Consider how I love your priest. Revive me, Lord. Loving kindness. This is Psalm 119. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous ordinances is everlasting. And it's easy to get bound up in legalism. You follow 615 or so, the Torah, or what do we do? I mentioned it during, was it Lynn's call? I think as the Bible says, whoever is not of faith is sin, and to him who knoweth to do right, and to him it is sin. And, you know, again, I mean, the example that Jesus gave in terms of adultery was a physical act, but it's exactly what we read in places like 10:15, I want to say, where, you know, New Test. For example, in verse 22, Samuel says, the Lord is much delight in burnt sacrifices as being the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the battle rams. And it's as the sin of divination, and insubordination is as iniquity and idolatry. I'll finish that thought and we'll get on to this royal law thing. We kind of axed the ground, second hour coming up. Yeah.
A little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost. Little Jack Frost, get lost. You don't do a thing but put the bite on my toes. Freeze up the ground and take the bloom from the rose. So little Jack Frost, go away, and don't come back another day.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's easeoff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.